KD5PCB Mobile.
W5MRC returning.
So sweet. So, I was thinking, and I know that's a scary thing, $2.71 at QT. Maybe research today and see if anyone else is having problems since they had that program update or whatever, that recall thing. See if, you know, they're having some of the same issues.
I'm going to go ahead and change the, I'm going to plug it in somewhere else. It might be, you know, those, both of those freezers are on that plug along with that charger. And it just might be losing voltage enough to where it's tripping the safety thing. So I'm going to move the plug first and we'll see what happens.
I mean, it's been there for a year. But, that, I mean, that totally could be it, too.
But I don't know, or the juicer could be bad. I need to get the 221 wired up. If I can just find somebody that can do it.
Because I was thinking, there's only been two changes: the update, or you know, the recall thing that they did, and the radio put in. Those are the only two things that have changed. And now it seems like at least every 2-3 days, it's popping
on the auxiliary circuit, so it's separate from the electric part of the car. I think it's in the box. I'm pretty sure it's in the plug. I think the plug's just got to the point where it just needs a little bit more voltage. We'll try that first and see what happens.
Really wasn't counting the radio because of that, but that's the only two changes. Anyway, all right. Yep, 271. You might want to go get you some gas.
I'm going to fill that truck up, but yeah, I'll probably do that. This way, we got fuel for this weekend coming up. I'm gonna go out there and put the radio in it.
Good.
Come on, give me a holler when you get there. W5MFC.
Have a good one. KD5PCB Mobile.
04PXB Mobile.
B for FCM.